Kevin R. Novak deconstructing the Colosseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. One of the biggest public policy tragedies of our time is compulsory education law. Those laws that mandate that at a certain age a child must attend a civil government school, and he is only outside of that mandate upon reaching another certain age. In 1852 was passed the first law mandating civil government school system attendance. That was in Massachusetts. Only 55 years later, in 1917, did every state have such a law. John Dewey, of course a civil government school system proponent, said this: "The Russian educational situation is enough to convert one to the idea that only in a society based upon the cooperative principle can the ideals of educational reformers be adequately carried into operation." End quote. In other words, man is the ultimate authority, not a theistic God like Jehovah, and the mass of people are what's most important. And that mass of people is to be controlled by another very small mass of intellectual people, called central planners. Only 150 years later, Dewey's societal model has almost reached its humanistic fruition. Understand that compulsory education is wrong for one very basic reason. Man does not have jurisdiction over thought processes. That is, in relying on Jehovah as the ultimate authority, one legal principle upon which we must rely is from Romans 13, and how the civil government has jurisdiction over only the evil doer, not the evil thinker. In your state, what you must do is raise the starting compulsory attendance age. If it is 5, make it 6. If it is 6, make it 7, and so on. Likewise, you must lower the ending compulsory attendance age. If it is 18, make it 17. If it is 17, make it 16, and so on. This will, over time, lower the funds available for civil government schools, and it will facilitate the rightful return of children to being under the jurisdiction of family government and church government. For now, I'm Kevin Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecolosseum.com.